I thought we could have won. I wouldn't say easily, but I certainly thought that in the third, well, you could say we imploded. Our decisions were poor, but I thought that they were poor in spots, especially the third, but throughout the game in areas that we weren't great, and we still managed to be up 2-1. So it was a situation where, to me, we could have closed the game out. You look at the last two goals, and it was some mistakes that were poor in a lot of ways, things that we haven't done quite to that degree lately. You know, there's other areas of the game we were, obvious areas we weren't very good.
Was it more of what Colorado did in the third period and you didn't do, or how do you see that last 20 minutes?
Well, they got a lot of shots. They have speed. You know, they did some things offensively, but we created some of our, quite a few of our own problems, really, whether it's breakout, blind passes to the middle. Some of the stuff we did was just, you had to really give your head a shake, really. Like, it just, you know, I think we added to the shot total for them. And having said that, I think we still were in a position where we could have even tied the game. We had a couple of chances that were glaring. You know, this was a game that, the biggest disappointment for me in this game was, this is a game that I think we believed, certainly all of us believed, that we had a chance to win this game. And regardless of which place they're in, whose record is what, the game was up for grabs. And to me, we let it slip away. And it's that simple. You can look at it a lot of different ways, but we still let it slip away.
Yeah, for 50 minutes you showed you played with one of the best teams in the league. In spurts.
Yeah, well, it's our job to close out games. It's our job to win games, you know. And I think that's our responsibility. And, you know, you can't sit here like you... It's hard to sit here and look and say, well, we need to be better here, or we need to learn from this. That's weak for me. There's enough things that we could have done that we just weren't good enough.
Code, can you talk about the power play again? I know it's getting tired.
Well, the power play is getting old, but, I mean, these are the same players pretty much we had last year, and I think that what we're proving in the power play is there's a reason why we were last year, and it looks like, you know, unless we've changed the dynamics of the power play, we've done some different things, but we keep doing some of the same things that we saw last year. And, you know, we will continue to attack it, practice it, find different ways, but at the end of the day, we don't make the greatest decisions, and we don't execute, and this is the same stuff we lamented about before. I mean, you know, like, at the end of the day, we all know, and you guys know, it ended up cost us the game. We were 0-5. It cost us the game. Because it's a momentum killer. It's like shooting yourself in the foot over and over again, you know, like, it does a lot of things to you, and then none of it is positive when it goes that way. It demoralizes you, it takes momentum away, it adds frustration. All the negative stuff that surrounds it is all right there. And, you know, we don't have to bring it up and mention it again. It'll be talked about, reviewed, you know, every hour of the day by everybody. So we know it's there. It's something we have to find a way. We have the players we have. We got to find combinations, different combinations. We got to do different things. I don't care if we got 5 defensemen on the ice. We got to find a way to get it done.
Would you agree a bright spot for you was Montoya tonight again?
Well, I think Montoya did his part. I think he played well enough to win the games. We made some mistakes that he saved us on, and having said that, he did his part. We didn't do ours.